Thank you, Mike, for leading us in those prayer songs. We all know that prayer is important in our lives, I think. And I don't want you to check out just because this is specifically about parents, because in a way it's not. Some of you are grandparents, some of you have been parents, some of you may never be parents, but there are always people that we can pray for, meaning our young people. And specifically, even in the college group, we have a mentoring kind of a group of people that are kind of adopted in the college that is basically for praying as well as doing things with them. So prayer is the most important thing they could offer, even if they're not their parent. In talking about prayer, it's important to remind ourselves about the first thing in prayer, just the attitude that we have. So that's what I want to start talking about first, is what our attitude, as we just read, should be. It'd be like Daniel, it says, in Daniel 10:12. As we read earlier there, he saw a vision, and several of the people, when they saw that vision, they took off and ran away, and they hid. Daniel was a brave man, so this could be part of an attribute or something that's important for a prayer warrior, is to be strong and not be afraid. But since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourselves before your God, your words were heard. Daniel was a man who knew how to pray, wasn't he? And so why was he heard? It says there, partly because he was humble. And I think that we can appreciate it as parents, that when we have children that are humble, that they show appreciation and thankfulness, that we are more than willing to give to them if we can. We have a God that can give to us anything that we ask, more than we ask, Ephesians 3:20 says. So let's be humble, so God will hear us and that He will answer our prayers. The next quality I think we should have in our attitude is to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Prayer is one circumstance which we should give thanks. Do we give thanks to God when we pray to Him and He hears us and He answers those prayers? I know that's something that I have struggled in the past, just thinking back when I had prayers answered. Thankfulness is a good quality to have in our attitude in prayer. So another quality would be like children. We talk about sometimes how Jesus accepted all the children, and you wonder what it was He was thinking sometimes, but the disciples asked Jesus to teach them about the Lord's Prayer and things like that, but in Matthew 6:9 said the word He chose was used in that Lord's Prayer was Father, referring to His own Father. So in talking to our God, it is good to address Him as our Father. Everyone here His own Father. When I was coming home from work, a lot of times when the kids were very young, a lot of times they would meet me at the door with their hands wide open, and they would want me to hold them and to care for them. And naturally, that's, as a parent, it makes you feel good to want to be picked up and cared for. Nicole would say, "Hold you." And so she caught that. We would ask her, "Do you want us to hold you?" And she would just say, "Hold you." So we understood exactly when she said anything like that, of course, that she wanted to be comforted, and she needed that comfort by us holding her. We have a God that does care for us, even more so than we can, because we're not perfect like God. But He is also everywhere. You know, as parents, we want to do and help things, do things for our kids, and we want to please them by giving them things, certainly, but we can't always be there when problems arise. But God can always be there, and that's why we do need to be praying and get and tap into a power that our Father knows our children better than we do. The other next in our attitude and prayer should be a continual prayer. Like Paul advises in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Jesus was in constant prayer with the Father. It was the center of His life. he isolated himself so he could pray. You remember on the night of this last night of his life, he prayed so intensely that sweat drops like blood were dripping from his face. Luke 22:44. In John 17:20-26, he prayed for all of us. You know, each individual in this room were prayed for by Jesus. It's hard to imagine. But when I came across that scripture, I realized it wasn't the disciples that he was talking about. He was talking about those that would believe. That's you and I. So if there's any kind of scripture that is good for thinking about why we would pray for somebody, this is it. In verse 20, chapter 17 of John. Because he prayed for us even before we came on this earth. We would be doing the same for our children when we're thinking about their future and praying for them. As parents, what prayer requests do we make for our children? Well, I would like to submit that the first prayer that you should pray for your kids, for your own self, for parents, is to pray for wisdom. This is one of the most important responsibilities that I've ever had. And I didn't really have any experience other than my parents and watching them. And that was fortunate for me. I did have good parents. Some of you did not have good parents. Maybe you had other people that helped you through life, which is fine. But we have a perfect God that can give us wisdom. It says in James 1, verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. So if we are lacking wisdom, which we all are as parents, when we begin parenting our kids, we don't know sometimes what's the first right and wrong step to take. So ask for wisdom and direction. The next prayer I would submit would be a good prayer was about teaching our children, equipping them for life, schoolwork, how to resolve conflicts, how to overcome problems, decision-making ability. Help them to learn responsibility needed to be ready to someday be ready to leave home. So that list could go on and on. We certainly need to teach our children, and we need God involved in that. So we need to pray that He will help us to teach our children. We also need to pray for discipline for our kids. How to know when and how to know how. Our society has made it challenging for parents to discipline, as they should, I think. Proverbs 3:12 says, the Lord disciplines those He loves, as a father, the son He delights in. We all need to accept discipline and give it to our children because we love them. And that is something that I think we've lost in our society. Is the reason why we're disciplined is not because we're getting mad at them and wanting to treat them terribly necessarily. If it's used in the wrong way, yes. But it's because we love them. We don't want them to make mistakes that we can help them if we teach them early. So help them with discipline. Pray to God about that. Help them to grow and mature. It kind of goes along with that, to know when to help them and when to let them make their own mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. We know they are. Sometimes you have to make that decision to let them, and that's okay. It's part of learning and responsibility that they need to take on. So as I mentioned, they will be ready to leave the nest. The next part is the next, I think, prayer that we can make is so meaningful because time is something that we all have, but we all have to use it wisely. So the time to give them, to give them the time they deserve. Pray for God to help you to do that. We've heard it said that you should spend quality time. But if you're not spending you should spend quality time with your children, but we do need to spend quality time as well as spend the quantity. The quantity is going to allow us to have the quality, isn't it? And we don't know what quality time is going to be for one child versus another unless we're spending time with them. In an article I read, One Faithful God, Two Different Kinds of Prayer Answers by Helen Grace Lasheed. Helen says she is reminded of a small boy who ran to his father with a broken toy. Fix this for me, Dad, he demanded. He was still of the age when a boy absolutely had confidence that his father can fix anything. And when one day this wise boy, he was still of age that he could fix anything. And when and being of that impatient nature, he wanted it fixed now. Excuse me, I can't even read my notes. One day this wise father says, "Stay a while, son, and watch me. Let's fix this together." Day after day, as they worked on the broken toy, heads together, talking softly, father and son got to know each other. As a boy fetched screws and nails for his father and held certain parts while his father hammered and glued, he learned some important skills for his life's work. Pray for help and making time for them. And I know that that's easier said than done, because it is something that is challenging for parents to be able to do. Next point I have about a prayer that I think is a part of what we all want for our children is to pray that you can help them feel special. Send a text to them for no reason at all. Just let them know that you're thinking about them. In a parenting tip from familylife.com, children need to be needed at home. They long for approval, for a deep sense of belonging, and for importance, for order and security. If they don't receive these things at home, they will seek them elsewhere. I've told our kids straight out that they are special, and they need to know that because they are. Joe, one time, I don't know if any of you guys remember this, I certainly do because it happened to my son. He asked Spencer to come up here with him, and he was going to use him as an example at the very beginning of the service. And he asked Spencer, he said, "Do you know why you're up here?" And Spencer looked at him and says, "Because I'm special." So, you know, it made me kind of, you know, everybody chuckled like that, and I thought, you know, I think we did something right. He was special, he is special, and he knew it because we just simply told him that you are. Ask God in prayer to help you, help your kids feel special. Here's a challenging one for parents. I know that it was for us, and that we need prayers for, is to prioritize. Another parenting tip from Dennis and Barbara Rainey at familylife.com. It's easy for parents to let the family become consumed by busyness. Activities and accomplishment become the basis for significance. To keep life properly focused, you should schedule times that ensure attention to priorities. For example, make sure that the entire family eats breakfast or dinner together each day, or schedule a special time, a special family night each week. Make it non-negotiable. Again, ask God's help in this area to show them what is most important in life. I can remember my father, I actually saw my parents get baptized. I think I was around 12 years old. But that night, I was used to watching The Wonderful World of Disney, and I didn't get to watch that night. We went to church Sunday evening. And throughout my life from that point on, they made decisions that made me realize by their example that they were following God. You go on vacation, you figure this is great, and it's a vacation, right? Your vacation from church, right? Well, no, not with this Johnson family. We're going to have to go to church Sunday morning. So those little things that they did to me, for me, as well as my brother, just made an impact. It's not one thing, is it? It's not like, okay, you know, you miss one service, it's going to go bad for you. But it's just that priority. What do you emphasize in your life with your family? One time, our son, he had played with several good kids that were in a team, and they played basketball and they played baseball together, very close-knit. They had a couple of coaches, some of the parents, and we found out they were going to have to come on Wednesday night, or they're going to have to play on Wednesday night. And that was the first time in several years that we'd ever come up to that situation. And we just prayed about it, and we asked God to help us. We didn't know for sure what the best would be. It'd be hard. And we decided that we could find another team at a different time. and they didn't have to play on Wednesday night. And Spencer got on that team, and they had a blast. They had a good time. Just an example, again, for what we've done. But we don't all have the right answers, do we? It's tough for children to know, you know, when's best as far as what they're supposed to do. So parents have to make that decision sometimes for the kids. Spencer didn't make that decision. We had to make it for him because we knew this could make an impact someday. So think about the future when you're praying that prayer for you to prioritize for your kids, that they will see, yes, it's good to be on teams and have all the fundamentals of learning from teams, but if that sport or whatever activity conflicts with God and the priorities we need to place on Him, let's ask God to help us negotiate and get out of that situation. One very critical prayer, or two or three that I have here at the last, is for praying for their friends. I think that's pretty obvious to most people. It's not easy as parents to know what to do when your kids are going through those times when they're trying to decide their friends and maybe they're not making as good a choice as they should. And so we need to ask for prayers that we can help them. And we need to be praying for their future friends right now and that they'll find good people. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Bad company corrupts good character. Friends will have a positive or they will have a negative impact. I heard on the radio the other day, "Show me your friends, show me your future." I think that is so accurate because it's the way your friends, your peer group can take you. They're going to take you to the left or to the right. And so if you choose your friends properly, you're going to be in better shape as far as dangerous situations, sinful situations. We can go on and on about that. But it's so important, and we need to be praying for our kids, for them to be able to have good friends and choose them wisely. Pray for the future spouse. This is something, of course, that partly the reason why I did this topic tonight. Our son Spencer did get married this last week, and that future spouse is something that I know Joe had spoke about several times. I heard him talking about he and Vicky praying for their girls to find that spiritually minded young man to be able to help them throughout life because they need someone to help them to get to heaven, right? And that is critical for anyone if they do get married someday. So be people of prayer to pray for their children. We've prayed for Daniel and Ashley, Nicole's husband and Spencer's wife specifically, and we're getting more specific as they live together and as they continue in their marriage. And it is something you have to think about, but I know if you think about it a little bit, you can know what they're going through. And as a couple, you've been through it if you're a parent, so pray for them to get through the tough times and also to make good decisions going forward. But before they become to that age where they would marry, be praying for their spouse. Finally, and most importantly, is a prayer for, whoops, I just turned it off, didn't I? A prayer for leading them to Christ. You know, we can talk about that as they're going through their young years to they're going through classes at Sunday school and they're learning, but sometimes it takes the father or mother to make the most impact. And I know Jill did this better than I did, but to be there for them. And when there's an opportunity, which you don't know when that's going to happen necessarily, but when you see an opportunity to go ahead and take advantage of that opportunity to teach them something that's going to lead them to Christ, ultimately, is what your goal would be, and to help them along the way, to teach them. So I believe if we are asking the Father for these things, wisdom and direction, help teaching and disciplining, help maturing them, giving us time they deserve to make them feel special, with our priority on God first, that we can have a family that creates other good families. It's going to be challenging. We all have challenges, and parents, especially this day and age, they do. But we have a God that can take care of any problems that we can bring to Him. And we know that His Son, walking on this earth, has gone through challenges that can relate to us and how we need that help. And He is there. He has been for us as a family. And I pray that you will be praying more even than you have before for your kids. And I want to challenge, I know there are a lot of grandparents out there, to be involved in your grandchildren's lives as well, and to be praying for them. And I know you are. But to encourage you to be specific in your prayers, to think about others in this congregation. We do have a couple ladies that Jill and I have kind of as a mentoring for the college age, and we want to be more involved in that. And we can now begin to transition to praying for that age group as well before they, you know, make those decisions that are impactful for the future, a spouse, for instance. So with that in mind, if there's anyone here that needs a prayer tonight, this would be a great time to do that. And we'll be here for you to do that and come down front so that we can help you. If you just need to pray about anything, of course, we'll be ready for that. And if you're ready to put on Christ in baptism, please come as we together stand and sing.